Okay, Shushan Purim Tavshin Pe Gimel Learn Shvili Nishmas. Rechaim Kanevsky Zatzal's first yard tet is today. Tavshin Pe Gimel also Lili Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas. One of my favorite Purim Sfarim over the past few years has a sefer in English called from Rabbi Avi Feiner Purim Inspiration and Depth Eternal Purim Eternal Shoshanas Yaakov Avinom. You get it on Amazon Feldheim. It's unbelievable. So in the last essay of the book. An incredible sefer. I can't even call it a book. It's a sefer HaKadosh Mamish. He has an incredible piece and he calls it The Nest is Yerushalayim. And he's going to talk about two parts over here. The first part is going to talk about Shushan and Yerushalayim. And the second part is going to be talking about the connection of Mordechai HaTzadik to Yerushalayim, which is what Shushan Purim is all about. So here we go. Says Rabbi Feiner, Rabbi Eitan Feiner, Shlita's brother. You know, we find throughout the Megillah that the setting of Shushan is not just said Shushan, but it's called Shushan Abira. And over again, it's called Shushan Abira. He has a very simple question. Why are you calling it Shushan Abira? Why are you saying it so many times? Just say it once. Number two, we know the Gemara tells us in Megillah, and Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, Bava Basra, Tezvav Amin Aleph, that we know that Esther and Mordechai and the Anshik and Esther Gadola, they wrote the Megillah with Ruach HaKodesh. Every verb, every word, every letter is so critical and significant. Why are we saying Shushan Abira, Habira, the capital, over and over and over again? Question one. Why so many times? Why is it called Shushan Abira? Number two. Al HaNisim, which is added to davening and benching, we actually don't call it just Shushan. We actually reflect Mordechai and Esther's way of the way they wrote it. Not just Shushan. Shushan Habira, look in the tefillah. Shushan Habira. Why are we adding this seemingly extra, extraneous, superfluous word? Two questions. Why Shushan Habira so many times? Question one, 1A, 1B. And number two, why are we even adding it to Al HaNisim? It says, Rabbi Feiner, you have to look into the Gemara and Yuma. Beis Zimin Af. Gemara and Yuma tells us, Beis Zimin Af, citing a Mishnah from Para, that he also uses this word of Bira. And Reish Lakish says the word Bira actually is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. From a passing in Divrei Hayamim, which David HaMelech asked Hashem to enable his son, Shlomo, to build the Bira. Shlomo HaMelech says Bira in reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rabbi Feiner, we see Bira is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech uses it and calls it that Hashem should bless Shlomo, that he should build the Bira. Says Rabbi Feiner, once we know that the word Bira is generally a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, we can appreciate now why it's constantly, continuously placed into the Megillah. Maybe, says Rabbi Feiner, Mordechai and Esther wanted to stress to the readers that the backdrop of the entire Storm Megillas Esther is one that revolves around the Beis HaMikdash. Because you see, says Rabbi Feiner, we know the Gemara tells the Megillah on Yod Aleph and Beis. What was the reason? Right, what was the reason that we got into this whole mess in the beginning? Right? What was the decree? The decree was because we went to the party. And what was the party? The party was celebrating the Beis HaMikdash not being rebuilt. Right? Ahasuerus knew the Chazal that after 70 years the Beis HaMikdash, he was off. His calculations were off. So what was the 180-day party all about? Day and night. So they're according to the Mefarshim, there were long summer nights. Summer days, excuse me, so the days were very long. They were celebrating the Beis HaMikdash wasn't being rebuilt. Elasos ki'ish v'ish, and the Gemara says there, ish v'ish, ish zeh Mordechai, va'ish zeh Haman. Mordechai was there. He was giving out kosher food. Parenthetically, Rav Kluger has an incredible vort. He says, ish zeh Mordechai, va'ish is Haman, zeh Haman, the Gemara says. He says, ish stands for Ein Shemayash, Mordechai, we never give up. Va'ish, Amalek makes us give up on ourselves. Va'ish is what? Let me try to see if I can remember now. Va'ish is the same osios as Yeyash, right? Va'ish, you scramble the letters, it's Yeyash. Amalek Haman makes you doubt yourself. Amalek Hamachi Yosavik brought down Medekai Mornim and all the Summer Gedoshim. Ish is Mordechai, Ein Shemayash. We don't believe. We don't forgive. We don't give up, like Rabbi Nachman says. Va'ish Tehoman. That's a parenthetical note. But what was Achashverosh? The whole party was centered, says Rabbi Feiner, Gemara, based on the Gemara Megillah, was centered off that the base, right? Kelim, Kelim, Shoinim. Right? We read in that Echatun to remind us at the end of the day that they were wearing the big day kahuna at the party. So now, knowing that Bira is all about Yerushalayim, what was Achashverosh trying to do? He was trying to celebrate. He was trying to tell everyone, leave Yerushalayim. There's no more Yerushalayim. The new capital is right over here, Shushan HaBira. But Mordechai, what happens, Mordechai and Esther? Mordechai, overwhelming love for Yerushalayim. They didn't, could not tolerate this. We know that Mordechai was listed as one of the first people who returned with Zerubbabel and Koresh, and otherwise were rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. Look in Ezra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. But he was forced to leave Yerushalayim when Achashverosh, who took over with Judah, the building permit. But Mordechai kept on going back and going back and going back. And that's why the Gra says on his commentary to the Megillas Esther, right when we're introduced to Ishi, who to Ishi Mini, then what's the next pasuk that references Mordechai? Asher Haglam Yerushalayim. And it keeps on giggling the word Galus 3-4 times in the same pasuk. Why? So many times, says the Gra. It's intended to teach us Mordechai at Tzadik's great love was for Eretz Yisrael. Mordechai had such a chiba, a love, a desire for Eretz Yisrael, for Yerushalayim. He was actually exiled 3 separate occasions. That he, every single time he went back, he got forced out. He went back 3 times. He went back 3 times, and I can imagine not being so easy going back 3 times. Mordechai at Tzadik and Esther Hamalka, their whole essence of Purim, the whole backdrop of Megillas Esther is one to remember us where our home is. Is Yerushalayim or Kodesh? Is one to remember. Right? Remember, Esther, Malka, and Mordechai, we know the Rambam tells us that every other yontif is going to be bata. Why? Every other yontif is going to be bata. Maybe we could say, because everything goes back to Yerushalayim. Everything's bata to Yerushalayim. Everything's bata to Purim. Everything's bata for that. And then he goes on further, and this is part 2. We see Mordechai's deep connection to the Beis Hamikdash. Why does the psukim always go on? He gives a list of places here. Perek Beis Yotes, Perek Beis Chav Alf, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis. He goes on and on. Talking about Yoshev Beshar HaMelech. He's constantly situated Beshar HaMelech. Why? He says Mordechai didn't want to have Hesach Hadas on the Beis HaMikdash. So why is he saying by the gate of the palace? Because he wanted to, in order to feel the pain, the sense of loss of the Beis HaMikdash. He sat at the gate of Achashverosh and constantly davened to Hashem. Yoshev Beshar HaMelech. That's when Haman came to be, I mean, he was davening Shimon Esrei, and he didn't interrupt him. What was he davening for? He was davening for Eretz Yisrael. Mordechai's entire penimis was intertwined with the Beis HaMikdash. Even Mordechai's name, says Rabbi Feiner. The Gemara tells him, Eman Chulin, Kufla Betazom and Beis. Mordechai made a Torah Minah in this week's Parsha. Where is Mordechai found in the Torah? And the Gemara says, Mar Dror, it refers to a spice in the Ketores. And the Unkelus on the spot says, Mordechai's Lashem Mir Dachya, which is almost identical to the name Mordechai. What was the Ketores? Says Rabbi Feiner. The Ketores is the incense that permeated the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Permeated this Beis HaMikdash every single day. Mordechai's whole essence was one of Mar Dror. He was burning and yearning for Yerushalayim. Burning and yearning. That's why he's Yoshev B'Shar Melech. How many times? Perek Beis, Yutes, Perek Beis, Chav Alef, Gimel, Dalet Beis, Dalet Vav, Hey Tes, Hey you Gimel, Vav Yud Beis. I'm sorry for my voice. It's Shushan Purim. The end of the day. Says Rabbi Feiner, we see Mordechai's whole essence is Mordechai's whole Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the smell permeated the whole thing. Permeated the whole Beis HaMikdash every single day. And another linkage, he says, Rabbi Feiner, beautiful. What are we going to know? Mordechai's knows Ishi, Hudi, Ishi, Mini. And Megillah, Yud Beis, Amid Beis, and Yud Gimel, Amid Alf tells us. Why? Not just because Ish Yehudi was a Jew, but Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, on his father's side, he was from Binyamin, and his mother's side is from Yehuda. What else do we know about Shvatim Binyamin and Yehuda? Where was their locations in Eretz Yisrael? Where were they marked? Where did they live? They lived specifically on the Makom HaKedusha of Yerushalayim. Right, on Yud Beis Amanav and on Yuma and Megillah tells us that Binyamin yearned, even the Sheva Binyamin yearned to have part of Eretz Yisrael, part of the Beis HaMikdash, and because they had that great love, they actually got part of Yehuda's land. But Yerushalayim was separated, the Makom HaMikdash was separated between these two Shvatim, between Binyamin and Yehuda, Yehuda and Binyamin. The Megillah's recording of Mordechai's lineage, says Rabbi Feiner, reflects this deep affinity of his ancestral roots of the Beis HaMikdash. It was his DNA to be connected to Yerushalayim, to be connected to the Holy Land, to be connected to home. And finally, the last and final proof of Mordechai's deep connection to Eretz Yisrael, specifically Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Shkalm tells us on Daf Hayam and Aleph, various leadership appointments that we had during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says over there, and who was in charge of the administrator of the kinim, the burness? to purchase the pair of burnt offerings of Beis HaMikdash, and they're otherwise known as Psachia. And Psachia is brought down to Chazal, Rashi, Menachos, Samat Alam, and Beis also tells us, who is Psachia, otherwise known as Mordechai. What's the connection of Mordechai and these burnt offerings? Who cares about these kinin, the burnt offerings? Why was he specifically chosen for this position? So says the Ramban. Rabbi Fine, of course, the Ramban. We know that doves were specifically chosen because the Klai Yisrael is compared to a dove. Why other birds never return to their nest. If it's been tampered with, a dove is unique that it will always return to its original nest. The Jewish people have the same connection, says the Ramban. No matter what happens, the relationship with Hashem, we will always return to Hashem. Perhaps, says Rabbi Fine, Mordechai is a perfect fit for this position. Because Mordechai is always yearning and longing for the return from Kalach to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. His entire life revolved about bringing a Kavod HaShechina, and it could only be accomplished in the Beis HaMikdash. He yearned, his whole panemius was one of the Makom HaMikdash. So at the end of the day, we start off saying, let's just review. We start, why is it called Shushan Abira? Shushan Abira, so many times. And why is it we put it in Alanisim? Because Gemara Yuma tells us that Bira refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And specifically, Mordechai and Esther wanted to stress to the readers, to every single Jew until Mashiach, to tell you the backdrop of the whole story of Megillas Esther was one of the Beis HaMikdash. The whole party happened because they didn't, because they miscalculated. And Ish V'Ish, Ish the Mordechai, V'Ish the Haman, Ish Mordechai says, Ein Shem Yesh Abinach, or Kluger says. And V'Ish, Haman wants to say, Memuchan, V'Ish, Zemrei Zememuchan, V'Ish, V'Ish, Yeish, give up. Beis HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt. No. No. The whole background of Shushan HaBira, Esther specifically, and Esther and Mordechai specifically in the Gemara Megillah, and the Zayim Anaf, the Basra Tezvav Anaf, I want to tell you every word is so significant to tell you, to teach us that everything in this Purim story was connected to Yerushalayim, your Kodesh, and to never forget why we got into the trouble in the first place. And we continue, Mordechai's love, overwhelming love for Yerushalayim. He was one of the first people that went back with Zerubbabel, back to Yerushalayim, and he got kicked out several times and Achshav stopped the work order. And three times, says the Vilna Gaon, Asher Aglam Yerushalayim, why is it three times? Because each time he was forced out, but each time he went back. And Yoshi B'Shar Melech, it says how many times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times in the Megillah, no less. Yoshi B'Shar Melech. Because he didn't want to have a stoppage of thought, have a hesach hadas, to remember why he was there and crying, davening to become back to Beis HaMikdash. And that's Mordechai Zimin, his own name, Gemara Nechulin Kuflav Tamat Tamat Beis, tells us, Mar Durar, from the Ketores, which permeated the Beis HaMikdash every single day, Mir Dachi, the Targum Anchulis says, Ketores is his parshah Kisisa. His whole essence was one of the Beis HaMikdash. And not only did he get it from his name, but he got it from his parents. Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemuni. Ish Yemuni was his father from Binyamin. Ish Yehudi was from his mother, from Yehuda. And Binyamin is from his father. And we know Yehuda Binyamin, they were their nation, their Shvatim, where do they live? On the Makom HaMikdash. They lived on Yerushalayim. That was their chilek. And finally, what do we teach from Yerushalayim, from Mordechai's connection to Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash? The mission in Shkolim tells us that Psachio, who was in charge of the Kinin, and the Rashi Menachos, Tamach Dalam Beis tells us, it was otherwise known as, and that was Mordechai. What's Mordechai's connection to the bird offerings? Because the Ramban tells us there are two types of offerings of birds that could be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Torim, which are turtle doves, and young doves. The Ramban tells us that specifically a dove is Klai Yisrael. The Chazal compare Klai Yisrael to a dove. Other birds don't go back to the nest, but the dove always returns to the nest. The Jewish people will always return to Hashem. Klai Yisrael always referring to, we're always yearning and long back for Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The whole backdrop of the whole story of Megillas Esther, we see Esther, and specifically Mordechai HaTzadik's great love and yearning for Eretz Yisrael, and specifically their connection, their deep connection, their deep tefillah for us to be connected to Yerushalayim HaKodesh. So whether or not we're physically in Yerushalayim or not, to be able to know that the whole Megillas Esther's backdrop, the whole story, is for us to be able to realize this is only the beginning, but the end of the day, to remember where our home is. Our home is Yerushalayim. Mordechai's whole essence was the Beis HaMikdash, which is Yerushalayim. Shem Yizroch Bez Hashem to be Shushan HaPurim next year. Shana Ba. No, not next year. This year. This year. It's only 6 o'clock. We still have time for this year. Bez Hashem, Mashiach, Zakin, Ramayim, Menomayim, Vameh.